Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long.
With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
a memory.
Oh, what joy.
With my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious
graves.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us go to the Father. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come now asking that the Holy Spirit come forward to bring to us those things that you would have each one of us to receive this day so that we can walk stronger in the Spirit and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this thy word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be back in this evening into the Gospel of Matthew. And we're going to be in chapter 13. Going through this, we need to keep in mind most all for the teaching and for the next few times will be done by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, his words, not mine nor man's, but the Lord Jesus Christ, as he is teaching while he's here on this earth. Now, chapter 13, verse 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Now, for him to have a little room breathing space, he had to get on one of them ships and leave the multitude there on the shore. And verse 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables. We're getting into the use of parables now, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 5. He's using this parable here in language for them to understand, but it's also tying in of the Spirit. And 4 says, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of the earth. 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered away. 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now you see, with that parable that he's talking to the multitude about, he's letting them know that they were some that he's talking about fowls came and devoured them. But in other words, they just some that didn't do any good at all. Then he talks about stony places. Well, we know that they are places out here because we all know of to where some of God's word will be spoken, but they are not being spoken in the right place for them to really get and take hold of. And then he's talking about those that fall on thorny ground and being choked. And we have an awful lot of that today in our churches, because you see, they take the word of God, and instead of keeping it and teaching it of what it actually says, they take it and twist and turn it to make it say what they want it to say. But then we do have some out there, good places to go, to where you can actually hear the word of Almighty God. And you can be meeting with those that are the children of God that will really work with you, that is there to be with you as needed. Because none of us need to stand alone and by ourselves. We all need to have somewhere that we can go to be with others that are of the family of Almighty God. Now here in 10, Jesus kind of explains the purpose of the parables himself. Here in verse 10, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Jesus' answer to them. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. We need to be very careful in our walk today and make sure that we are walking according to the Word of God. And if there are things in your life that you're not sure about, keep asking God for the answers to them until you receive it. Now, he may not give it to you the first time or even the first few times that you ask. But if you keep standing and asking, he will give you the answers that you need in order to be that child of his. And we've all been in that position. We still get in that position every now and then because something will come up in our life that we really don't know whether it's all right in the eyes of God or not. So therefore, we need to go to him and ask him, Lord, is this right or wrong? Let me know, because I don't want to do anything that is not right in thy sight. And like I said, may be a while before you get an answer from him, because he may want to see just how earnest you are in your asking. Now, in verse 13, he says, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. You see, that's what is happening in most of our churches today. That part that Jesus is giving them there. 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing, you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. You see, he's letting them know here all why we need these things and how we should stand. In 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now this is him talking to his disciples. And he's telling them, you are blessed because your eyes see and your ears, they hear, and they understand what he is telling them at that time. Now we do know that they don't understand a lot of things he says and does right with them until they go back to him and asking why or what he means. And we see this throughout the New Testament, and we see it a whole lot. It's not just one or two places, but quite a bit. Now, 17. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. He's letting them know that a lot of prophets and righteous men that God had spoken a lot of things to, they had desired to see him and all, and yet it wasn't for their time. So they didn't get to see him. But they are now seeing a lot of it come to pass in their day and time. And there was a lot that was going on in their day and time that wasn't for that day. It was for ours. They knew of it. They heard about it, and they believed it in what he was telling. But it was meant for mine and your day, because things was about to change. And that change was practically upon them. Because, you see, with this, this was his teaching during his ministry, and his ministry only lasted 3.5 years. So this would be taking place in the future and not very far in the future. So the things that you and I have been warned about and told about throughout the New Testament, according to the church years, which is what we are in, how much time do we really have before all of that is really seen, and the Lord comes back for his church and finds us either ready or not ready? But those that are not ready, it's going to be left here on this earth to go through things that they cannot even imagine. But you know, today, mankind just don't seem to care on what happens, because they don't want to believe a lot of this book we call the Holy Bible, this word of Almighty God. And there has been enough seen that there should be nobody really that couldn't see and understand what has been said. We know that's not so, because Satan got into a lot of places He should never have been allowed in the front door when he's come in with a lot of evil that has taken and weakened and taken our churches down away from the Word of Almighty God. Now, 18. Hear ye therefore parable of the sower. Now, 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. You see, he's explaining this, just as we were talking about it a while ago. Now, Jesus himself is giving us the explanation. 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth. Then he says, no, he received it with joy. 21. Yet hath he not root in himself, but doeth for a while. In other words, he starts out accepting and doing. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. And we have those, and we've seen them even among us. They start out good. And they will hear the word. But, as he has told us here, when persecution or tribulation comes about and comes from the word, that's against something that they want or want to use as an excuse, they don't like it, they become offended, and they turn away not only from us, but also from the word of Almighty God. Now, 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Jesus explained that, is explaining that himself. Now, 23. But he that receiveth into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. But they will all work and bring in some fruit, some a whole lot, a hundredfold, and some 60, and others 30. But they'll all be working for the Lord Jesus Christ and Almighty God, and bringing in and helping out with those that are in need. Now, and standing with the church. but they'll be in a church that is teaching them the truth about God's word. Now, 24 is another parable that he is going to be giving them. 24 says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemies came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in that field? From whence then has it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, these while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Could you really hear that? And could you really understand it? Give you a moment to think about that. Now, he's giving them another parable here in 31. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. It's the smallest of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. What are you teaching? And what are you sharing with others? Is it actually the seeds of God's word that will grow and hold them and bring them unto that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and help those that are of the family to grow stronger and have fellowship with them and the good Lord and the Father? You see, these are all things that we need to do. Now he gives another parable here, verse 33. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. In other words, we need our lives filled by the leaven of the Holy Spirit so that our lives become totally complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing missing. Think about it. Until we are born again, his children. Now, 34, all these things speak Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. The parable of the wheat and tares explained here in 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he said, here's his explanation to the disciples. He answers and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. He's breaking this right down to the point and pulling no punches. 39, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Well, we've been, and as we go through the four Gospels and the New Testament, we are going to see so much more of the explanation of walking in the Spirit. Now, he's told them here that the tares that he was talking about are the children of the wicked one. In other words, the children of Satan. They're evil. Satan uses them. That's the way he got into a lot of our churches. He brought in those that were his, that came in and brought changes within the church that should never have been made. But they made it seem like it was so good and part of God's word that they got that change made that began to weaken the church. Now, we found out there in 39 that yes, the enemy that sowed the evil was the devil. And we were told that the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. They are the ones that will be the reapers. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. He's letting them know while he's still here on this earth what to expect when they don't serve him and the Father. 41. Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. You're not walking upright in his, they're going to get you. 42. What are they going to do with you? 42. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. He's saying here a furnace of fire we know that later on he lets us know what that furnace of fire is. That is the lake of fire that Satan, his demonic bunch, and all that are not with the Lord Jesus Christ and hell itself will be cast into a lake of fire that will burn forever. And the word tells us the worm never dies. Now, 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, do you understand what has been said by our Lord Jesus Christ? Because what I have been reading has been his words. Now, 44, we're going to get back into another parable here. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure, men in a field, the which when a man has found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that. 45, and another parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. In other words, we are to be looking for the best and willing to give our all in order to obtain the best that God has for us. But are you willing? Are you willing to stand with the Lord our God first in your life, totally and completely committed unto him? Most aren't. Now, 47, we have another parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathereth of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. That's exactly what is going to happen in the end days. The good will be kept for God, but the bad will be cast away. 49. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. See? That's not hard to understand. 50. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. A lot of pain. 51. Jesus saith unto them, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. And we need to thank him every day and praise him every day for being who he is and for what he has done for mankind. 53. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished. They were astonished at his teaching, and said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? And see, we can have all of this today if we will walk with him. But he is the only way that we can have it in our lives. There is no other way at all. But then, you see, always that group, it doesn't matter about what is being taught, there's always a group that wants to cut it down. Here in 55, it's not this, the carpenter's son. It's not his mother called Mary and his brother James and Jose and Simon and Judas. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things? How can he do all of these things that he's talking about? Cutting him down. And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. He's letting you and I know that when we walk really, truly committed to him and with him and doing those things that he asks of us to do, we will be persecuted. We're going to be cut down and mocked and laughed at, lied about and lied on. 58. We'll end this chapter 13 with 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. You see, in his own home country, and his own hometown, and really there for quite a while, even in his own family, his brothers wouldn't accept him. I know how that is and how that feels, because you see, I have went through that also. So I know exactly. It's heartbreaking. It had to hurt his heart. No doubt the Lord spent many, many nights over family and friends that had their back turned against him. Now, later on, most of them came to believe in him and to work with him. And James, his brother, became a man of God there in the Church of Jerusalem. We're going to stop here for this evening. Give you something really to think about until the time you can close your eyes tonight. And maybe even then, the Lord will come to you and speak to you in a dream. But always listen for him and be obedient be totally and completely committed unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come now, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with this prayer. Thanking you, Father, for your word. Thanking you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask that all that are walking in sickness, dying, death, whatever disease, that they be healed, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal them. Make them whole. Let them listen to your word, Father, and walk in your word, reaching out to others around about them to help bring in the harvest. Use us all, Father, in great and mighty ways. And we pray for our families, because we all have family members that are still walking in darkness. We pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit can be able to work with them, to influence them, giving them knowledge and wisdom to know that they stand in need of something greater than themselves, and that being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none would be lost, Father, and our families can make heaven their home. That we not be broken apart, separated throughout eternity. Help us to reach out into this world with your word. And keep it always coming from our mouths in truth, in power, and by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. May our speech always be directed by thy Holy Spirit. And let wonders and thy gifts be shown in this ministry, Father, to help bring in the harvest. Not to lift us up as being anything other than your child, but that we can be of help in gathering the harvest in, bringing them unto you, Father. Now use us in great and mighty ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, remember now, walk with God, he'll walk with you. And join with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, when we will be back into the Word of Almighty God. So until then, have a great night.